If you thought you had to travel far to savor the pad thai of Bangkok, or to taste the pastries of Paris, take another look. With 2x total points at grocery stores, your same kitchen can come with more cuisines. Sapphire Preferred from Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Valid up to $1,000 in purchases per month from November 1st, 2020 to April 30th, 2021. Account subject to credit approval. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA, member FDIC.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Barbini, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to it. Please welcome the beautiful and the talented Nandi.
Woohoo!
What is it? Is Ngoma Madida?
Madida.
Madida.
You know why I love Madida? Mm? Everyone can pronounce it. It's for everyone.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Because Ngoma would be misspelled. And then also, of course, being married to such a cool guy.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. The last time I was here, I was shooting Zodwa. Cool.
Yeah.
She was sitting right there.
Do you know that Zodwa and I love each other?
For
I don't
real?
Think you know. A lot of people don't know this, and they actually find it strange.
Yeah.
That like.
Yeah.
How
tight are you guys?
Oh, that's my girl.
Yeah.
And a lot of people find they wouldn't put the two together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because she's crazy like you.
Yeah, but she's also a sweet soul, like you know.
Yeah.
She's. Yeah, but people don't know I'm crazy.
Yeah.
See, you know that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I freaking love her, man.
So she was sitting right there, and then she let me put a vibrator up of her JJ.
What?
Yeah, it was lit. And I had the remote.
Oh, my gosh.
You want to do that? She'd do that with you.
You see, we get along, but we're not quite the same. And if you'd like Zex, come on the show real quick.
You're like,
well, no, we're not quite the same like that, but that's my girl.
Yeah. Can I tell you the first time I remember we met? It was crazy, man. This is the first time. I know we probably met before, but this is the first time I remember.
Yeah.
And it's the last time, actually, I saw you.
Yeah.
It was a part, I don't know if I was playing or not, but like a high-profile part. Julius Malema was there.
Yeah.
Mini Tlamini, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I was going outside waiting for my friends.
Yeah.
And so were you. I think you were waiting for Mini Tlamini.
Yes.
And then you came out, right, and you sat right next to me. And we started talking. I'm like, fuck, this girl's beautiful. I'm like, shit. She asked for a number. Like, no, she's way over my league. It's not going to happen. And I had to say, what do they call it? Kwababa?
Yeah!
I didn't ask you for a number.
Oh.
Who knows? It could have been Nandi Mkwevo.
Moral of the story is go for
shoot,
what you want.
Shoot your shot!
Because this is like, yo, skip on. Okay, it wasn't like that. Because I would have been like,
but do you remember that day?
I do remember. That's what I'm saying. I hope you remember us from way back. I also remember even before that, you on Y.
Yes.
And I remember, I don't know if we like met and me, like I was in studio or something, but I remember you being at Y and me like bumping into you.
Mm.
You don't remember that. And that's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember that. I never forget experiences and people and faces. It actually creeps out a lot of people. Because even like crew, crew always gets, oh, we're on Kubun. I think it's so important. My dad raised me that way. You have to remember everyone you come across.
Yeah.
Even if you don't remember their name, but just it means something to a lot of people.
We'll get to your dad and your childhood in a short while. But dude, a lot of people had a fucked up year. Your 2020 has been lit.
Your dad.
Dude.
Holy.
Where do you even start? I mean, like, you signed to Sony now.
Yo.
You won a summer.
Yo.
You got an international agency now.
Yo.
Black is king.
Yo.
Can I go on? Should I go on?
In the middle of a pandemic.
You know what I mean?
I think that's what makes it crazy because, you know, I want to say this. This year messed us all up.
Mm.
And I think a lot of us like fronting, like everything's okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On the gram.
Yeah, yeah.
But it actually did. It messed up everyone, you know? And so that's why I feel so warped, because it's so surreal. The fact that, like, holy shit.
Yeah.
This, all of this is happening to me during a pandemic that we've never had. It's never happened in the history of humanity.
Mm.
There've been different kinds of pandemic, but not on this global scale.
Mm.
And we're in it. And then all these good things are happening. So I also just don't know how to react. I was telling my husband, like, I don't know whether to like celebrate.
Yeah.
Or just be like, you know, so.
Because you can celebrate and be like, hey, people are dying.
Yeah.
What the fuck's wrong with
you? Absolutely. It's just, it's the most warped year to have anything good happening at the same time. Because
how does Black is King happen?
Yo, and I get asked this a lot. This is, nah, this is how God works. Because I actually want to tell you the backstory because this is that kind of show.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be more
earnest. Yes. You're so taking me back to that day. Don't look at me like that. You're taking me back to that day.
Just is that my memory?
I'm having flashbacks.
About, it's like, no! Why did I take the number?
Yeah.
But anyway, long story short, I remember after my son, so I had a bit of a tiff with one of the execs from a channel that I worked on, the TV channel, because I just didn't like his moral fiber and the way he did things.
Mm.
And so I left, but leaving that, so I've just had my son, and I left, and I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
You know, I've literally left my livelihood.
What production was it? Okay, that
one. It was Just Connected.
Ah, that one. Okay, I see it. I see it.
But it was the proudest moment ever because I was like, no, I've got principles. There's a certain way you need to work. You know, you can't be shy and girls here and working like that.
Mm.
Because it's a real thing. We live in a patriarchal society where a lot of men exploit.
Yeah.
You know, females knowing it's like you carry that carrot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but if you don't, then you don't get.
Yeah.
You
know? Those vibes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I think I'm a lot of these male executives, not all of them, obviously those ones, their worst nightmare. Because it's all working out without me having to compromise anything.
Yeah.
So imagine if every girl had to find out that you can't do it without these.
Yeah, these assholes.
Yeah, I want to say something worse, but I'm joking. You kept that thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, you can say.
That's freedom.
Mm.
No, you just disturbed me. I wanted to say that. That's what I'm coming with. But that's real freedom. That's what it's like, even economic freedom. If we had that as a people, damn, we'd be good. We wouldn't have to compromise ourselves. So anyway, long story short, left that, felt great, but had no, like, plan. And so, obviously, also Gangsta Love had come out. And so at least the music thing was kind of keeping me going. But I had no, like, I had a global plan with this whole thing. And it was cut short. And then this is when, you know, when people say you need to really believe in God, I was like, God, you know what I've been manifesting since I was 15. Because you also been doing this since you were young.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's always been a part of the plan to be more global, but to take the continent globally the right way, not to be appropriated, expropriated in any way. And so when Black is King came,
shit, I even forgot I asked that question.
Yeah, no, but there's a backstory because there was this exec and his energies that had done everything in their power to try to stop this trajectory. Because I was the kind of girl who, for example, BET Awards 2016, I was late, and my producer at the time, these are my brothers, Hossein and Javier, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm late. And all of a sudden this one American guy said, you, ma'am, stay right. We gotta get. And all of a sudden, these photographers are taking photos.
Yeah.
Next thing, I'm trending.
Wow.
E-Entertainment.
Wow.
You know,
fuck
Magazine.
Me. Fuck me, Nandi.
Well, I mean, you name it. But that's how my life has been, where I had no PR team. I just had the dress that, you know, I created with Inga. Inga's an incredible human being, an incredible fashion designer. And we, like, I posed, and not knowing anything would happen, and that moment happened. So things like that in life, my life has been weird in that way because there have been energies that have tried to stop it, but every time I cannot explain my life. So even Black is King is like that.
Shit.
So, you know, I'm part of this network, leave it. And then the call comes, someone calls my team. We have a really important production within London you'd be interested in. We can't say the name, but trust me, it's one of the, if not the biggest, star of our time.
It'll change.
But no, you think it's relative. You think, oh, they're gonna, you know, cause star is star.
Yeah,
star,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So I'm like, is it one of the littles? Those rappers, the little bench, little chairs, little
baby.
Sand, you know? No, cause that's also a star. Or is it really a star? You know what I mean? Cause you know, doing like a film or video, really a video with a star, you're like, am I gonna need to like booty hop? You know, like. So my first thing was like, I'm bad.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. once we got the email from Parkwood, you see, Parkwood Entertainment.
Damn.
Holy moly. This.
Are you the one who sees the email first?
Well, you know, you spoke to the Kai. She's part of my team. I love her to death. Parkwood Entertainment. There's only one Parkwood, and you know the writing. You know when you see Parkwood. Hey, you know, Nani, we'd like you to be a part of this, da, 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 and obviously the whole process. But the part that really is surreal to me, even till this day, is how she was adamant on having me be a part of it.
So it came from the top?
This is the part, that's the fact that she, the director was telling me this. Yes. That she, this is before I got to meet her, but like...
You met Beyonce.
Beyonce? I still can't even say her name like that, it's still like, so, you know, she. Because it's still... I think it's because we're in the middle of a pandemic. Yeah. Everything doesn't seem real.
Yeah, it's surreal.
It doesn't feel, and it feels so surreal. Mm. And the director saying how she was very adamant on you. I'm like, so she knows me like that, you know?
You got on WhatsApp?
No. But thank you. Most Americans don't even have WhatsApp as well. But thank you. We'll pretend we chat all the time. Hey! Data like, hey! That's Beyonce.
Skip on Fett.
Hey, Fett, you man. Yo, hey, let's go. Lord Shedding. Yo, Beyonce, ask this. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
But it was crazy nuts that...
You met her?
She saw something. Absolutely. We worked. What do you mean, met her? We had to work. I mean, we were so... I mean, just being on set with her. And in fact, the one thing that I took out of the whole experience, so obviously she's this like icon, legend, talent, beyond talented. You know, everyone knows this. You know, the biggest star of our time. She's just the sweetest, most humble, down-to-earth girl. And I'm like, if she can be like that, guys, what's stopping everyone from being
I was chatting to Len, my co-host, the other day, and I'm like... Yeah. Beyonce is fucking hood. She's like gangster, right?
She's, well, I wouldn't... she didn't come across as gangster to me. She came across very southern and very just well-mannered and very humble, you know, that introverted spirit. She's really a beautiful human being, you know? Like, you know when you've been on set 12 hours, you're tired, you're whatever you are, you know, sick life. Mm. But to see someone consistently that kind to everyone, and this is a cost of like so many people, and just saying you smell good, you look good, you, oh my goodness, you're, and you're just thinking, wow, like what an incredible human being. Like that's what I got from that. We know the hard work. I mean, you don't have to meet Beyonce to know how hard she works or how incredibly talented she is. But it's the fact that she's that down to earth girl and it's not put on, and she just wants to see you do well and feel beautiful. And you get what I'm saying? Like, and the story was so important because it did a better job than a lot of our history books have.
Ooh, bars! Yeah!
Yeah.
Shit, I still haven't watched it. I feel so bad.
You have to.
I haven't watched it. I ain't got time.
This is why I love you. Where were you? When they replayed it, whatever. It was like they were doing it for him. He still hasn't watched it.
What are you saying?
You gotta.
What do you say when you meet Beyonce? What do you say to
him? Well, I remember we were going through the clothes. Well, I remember, I don't know if it's like a Zulu thing, because it's also like, yeah, I mean, come to Munandu. Well, my tutor went on one. Yeah, showcase. Yeah, no. It wasn't like that. We were going through like wardrobe, you know, trying on different things, and then she came through. But the biggest thing was she was just, hi, thank you so much for being a part of this project. You know, thank you. Oh, you look beautiful. You smell amazing. I'll never forget the smell amazing, because I have not changed that scene. I will never change that scene. I will be smelling like this forever. For the rest of my life. It's like, what's the one, the red dot that our parents, our moms used to wear? Yeah, it's like my little red dot. Obviously, I wasn't wearing red dot, but yeah, it was just so surreal. And damn, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, they speak about like the no makeup beautiful.
Like, no, like that beautiful.
Jeez, bro.
Can you imagine where you just like, so this is real. The crazy part though, when we were at Global Citizen, I was heavily pregnant. I was 8 months pregnant. And I remember saying to my husband, so when you're 8 months pregnant, for anyone who doesn't know, you cannot, like one step, just like walking is just a nightmare.
And the hormones are.
So you can imagine, so hormones, you're a mess, you're sweaty. And so I'm in the middle of like the biggest concert in South Africa. And I remember just saying, I'm going to meet her.
Hmm.
I'm going to meet her one day because I wanted to leave early.
So you guys didn't meet her there?
No, I didn't. I didn't. Mm. I don't know about anyone else, but I didn't. And I was just too pregnant, I remember. But I said, no, it's fine. I'm going to meet her.
Yeah.
You know, and I told my husband. And he said, look how, I mean, like a year later, a year and a bit. And I was confident. I was like, but I was like pregnant about it. So I was like, ah, it's okay. Yes, I'm going to meet her.
And then.
Look how you manifest. Crazy, right?
And then speaking about events, Afropunk, how was that?
That was awesome. Yeah. Afropunk.
This is before COVID, ne?
Yeah, this is
yeah, it has
COVID.
To be. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Afropunk was for me like family. That's my family. They like, because they understood what it really means to be black.
Mm.
And also rock and alternative and be yourself and embrace whether it's your sexuality, you know, whether it's your skin, whatever the case may be. They just wanted you. I always said if my version of heaven is the crowd that I always speak to at Afropunk.
Nice.
Where everyone can be whoever the hell they want to be.
And you're the first African person to host it.
I was the first African person to host the main stage, which was also just...
Who do you meet backstage?
Insane. Okay, so this is how the backstage was. Thank you for asking, because I was so starstruck. There's Chris Rock, Ava DuVernay, there's Issa Rae, who speaks French, because I didn't know her dad's half Senegalese. There was, Jesse, the hot guy, Jesse Williams. And he's fine. Like, all the girls were going crazy.
Yeah.
Miguel. Oh, my goodness. Miguel. Jesse Reyes. And we have a good relationship from Afropunk and BET. So, Jesse and I mean, she's an incredible musician.
Listen to you. It's like you're talking about Tepo, Tabang.
It was her. No, it was incredible. There was her backstage. Daniel SZA. They performed together. I mean, Erica Badu. Mm. I mean, it was the craziest thing ever. But now my thing with Afropunk, because that's where I kind of started with, you know, this global dream, I guess, of mine, this crazy dream, is now that I'm doing music, I want to perform there.
Oh, right? Shit.
So it's no longer shit. The hosting. That I mean,
can I be the DJ? I'll play the tracks.
Easy. Easy. Put to when you know how to. Billy Gates.
Billy Gates.
The young Billy Gates. While I'm performing, see on, see right. It's like. You think I'm joking? Right. Hey, crew, they can't see you, but you heard, man. Nah? Shucks.
Yeah.
It's great. So they like family. But I'm going to do it more as a performer, as a musician, no longer as host. Because that's a transition. I'm surprisingly focusing more on music. And that's how I got signed to Sony.
And does Ludacris' wife know you?
Yes.
Wow.
She's incredible. I've actually never met her.
Mm.
But she's incredible. She's beautiful. And she's proudly African, which I love, because a lot of people don't know she's from Gabon.
Originally. Yeah.
And you can see with the curves and
didn't she meet him when he did the when he came to
Africa? Isn't that crazy? Look at manifestation is a real thing. Remember, Luda spoke about the best women are from Africa. Next thing,
he marries a woman from Africa.
Isn't that the craziest thing? Yeah. But also, that's been insane. I think for me, even with, for example, something like Black is King, just to show you how big, obviously, the Beyonce name is. It's someone like Jack, the co-founder of
Twitter. Yeah, I was about to get there. How do you meet him?
It's not, we're in COVID. I'm not meeting anyone, guys. We are not supposed to be meeting anyone.
Oh.
But it's the fact that they've been seeing my work. So it's like.
No ways.
I promise you, first seeing him. So I was listening to the Pharrell.
By the way, Jack is the owner of Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah. CEO of Twitter.
Yes, Jack Dorsey. I was listening to Pharrell's song, Entrepreneur, featuring Jay-Z. I'm listening to the lyrics because I like, you know, listening to your lyrics. And there's a line where Jay-Z's basically speaking about Black Twitter, and he's just saying also, like, well, you know, where he talks about, are you getting paid like Jack or something like that. I was like, Jack? Twitter? Oh, okay. Oh, CEO of Twitter is Jack. So then I go to see, like, how he tweets, you know, because it's interesting to see how the CEO of Twitter tweets.
Have more followers than him.
I don't know that. Go into his Twitter. How? He's following me.
What? You lie.
La la la, Vertu. That's, and so I told Zex because I thought I was being hacked. I was like, oh my God, my account's been hacked. There's no way. So they check. No. The way I hacked, sorry, excuse me, is the way I checked rather is I DM'd him because I was like, let me just DM him to check if this is like
legit.
So I was like, hey, listen, I love your legacy, something along those lines, you know, like you're a brilliant guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, I appreciate your work so much. Like, see, this year is too much.
What?
What a humble human being. And it's funny because he's the co-founder of Twitter. You know how Twitter is.
Yeah.
Flames.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He's the most like chill, nicest guy.
Tell him to cancel Black Twitter.
Do you know what you created?
Yeah,
I don't think you
it's
know.
A mess.
I love Twitter. Yeah, shit. But yeah, that's so it's been crazy.
That's what happened. You just DM'd him.
Yeah, just to check because I thought I was hacked. I mean, I was just checking because, you know, if you've been hacked, you're not going to get... How? Gandhi, this thing is real. Aibo. Hey.
So yeah, there's no follow-up? You guys aren't working on anything like...
I don't speak about anything that...
Yeah.
If it's not out there...
NDAs and whatnot.
No, not because of NDAs.
Did Beyonce just make you sign an NDA?
You know what? Yeah, we did. And rightfully so. I think at her caliber, I'd do the same because... You know, you have people who just have agendas. You know?
I don't want to ask her why she lies about her age.
She never lies about her age.
Yeah, she did.
No, you're lying about her age. Hey, mom, you're not. In fact, if anything, everyone knows her age. Yeah, well, that's why we need to sign NDAs. Not all MACG.
And then.
And direct. Yeah.
And then Taraji P. Henson, have you met her?
Yeah, I have.
Wow.
When she came down to the country. And she's incredible. And so is her family. Oh my goodness. And she's just great. And so the fact that she's been so supportive of my career.
So she knew you?
Yeah. She's like cool. It's like, it's very, you have to understand, it's very surreal. And it's not, it's just what's happening with Africa as a whole. But not only Africa, the world's become smaller. So I don't want it to be, it's not only my narrative.
Yeah,
it's just the world is opening up and 100%. They're vibing with whoever they want to vibe with, you know? And it's just dope that there's these like incredible names that are, I mean, the, like the other thing, yeah, like even, yeah, it's okay. I'm not going to drop this. But there's some people where you're just like, damn, you know who I am. And it's very so surreal. But also what I like is that I'm not really the starstruck type.
Okay.
I like appreciating your work.
Oh.
Do you get what I'm saying? So like, let's talk about your work.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not about, so you could be a well-known person or not so well-known, but if I vibe with you, you know.
Stuff
like,
vibes.
I love Roshi Murphy. A lot of people don't know who that is.
I don't even know who that
exactly.
is.
Exactly. Yeah. She's a musician. I freaking love her. I'd literally faint if I had to see her performing. Do you know what I'm saying? As much as, in fact, most of the people on Afropunk lineup, which I vibe with, most people don't know. And if I have to meet them, I go freaking crazy.
Wow, that's insane.
Like, yeah, so for me, it's more
like
and that's the best thing about someone like her. She backs it up with the talent. She's commercial, but she can, you know, she's
first. Scooter Braun?
Scooter was, that was crazy. So we were at Global Center. You do your research. You either stalking, so making up for that like number situation. Yes, I need to tell who's ex was here. Don't die. Who met you? Yes, and I'm getting comfortable now. Hey. But cheers to that. Scooter's story was crazy. So we met him, actually it was Global Citizen New York. And I was pregnant even then. Guys, I feel like I've been pregnant for the last
10 years.
Damn, I've just been pregnant every year.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't worry. That was last baby. Anyway, so one hotel, Brooklyn, Dumbo. Incredible place. Went to go see some friends there. And Scooter was there. But this is the coolest part about Scooter. So I didn't know. I mean, obviously I know Scooter. Everyone knows Scooter.
Yeah.
The biggest manager in the world, or one of at least. And so we start chatting, but this is the part where, and he's like, hey, do you know my wife's from South Africa?
His wife? Hey, they're taking all our women, these guys.
And she's hella hot.
Yeah.
They are. You guys need to watch it. Because South African men, guys, the world is looking.
Yeah.
Step up your game.
Yeah.
Take it seriously.
And when
don't hesitate to take someone's number.
Be like, Kwabawa's too much.
Too much. And so when we were chatting, obviously, you know, industry things, because also he was supposed to be the executive producer for Global Citizen. But anyway, we went on a tangent. But also his stepbrothers are from Mozambique. So he's just, you know, so much about the continent and was telling us so much, telling myself so much, and a friend of mine. But it was just incredible. So that's how I got to meet him. And I know, yeah, he's a cool guy, man.
Yeah. I've never been to America, man. What's it like being in America? Is it like all glitz and glam like we see it? Yeah.
Okay, so America's great because obviously the whole world
yeah.
wants to be there yeah. or is there, you yeah. know, yeah. the best of the best. Mm. But I feel from a lifestyle perspective, there's no better place in South Africa.
Wow.
And that's the truth. Because when you get there, the airport's okay. You know, oh, I was dumb. You know, and I'm talking about like JFK, LAX, you know, the top, you know.
Top notch.
So what they've done so well, America, and I actually respect that about them, is they've branded themselves so well.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying?
That you believe.
That you are in America, yeah. you know. And that's why it's so important to pride yourself of who you are. Because South Africans, for me...
We don't do that.
No. And we're like the most talented, the most... I mean, Americans are incredible as well. Yeah. I'm not taking anything away from them. But we're so good at what we do.
Yeah.
Food. Just something small as food. We have like...
Umlazi vibes.
Yeah, but like barbecues. In the hood, like a Crenshaw, you know. or the Bronx, you know. Well, no, I'm sure there is in the hood, but there's still hoods. You got our people there, same vibes, different language.
Yeah.
And that's why I love it, actually. When I was in Brooklyn, and I'm pausing for sound. Sorry, guys, there's a huge plane. I'm just being thoughtful for the sound guy. Where's the sound guy?
No, don't worry. The mic picks up everything. Yes! Don't pick that up. Don't worry.
Budget!
HD, just for you. We're in play.
Yeah. I remember the one thing I always wanted to do is go to the hood in New York. So I got a friend of mine who was like, you know, they'll show me around.
Who, Justin Bieber?
No.
This is the lip. You think I'm like, no.
Definitely not.
Trey Songz.
Stop the scooter.
Yeah.
But and it was beautiful to see our people. But I must say, that's why I actually think Black is King was important, is because we've suffered for 400 years plus. It's the same story because, you know, the plans were the same. Colonialism, you know, you hear of the red zones, same thing. Guys, we were taken from vast, beautiful land. We had like acres and acres or kilometers of land. And it was like, now let's squash everyone and put them here while colonizing them and making sure that they're frustrated with one another.
Yeah.
So you see my people, the diaspora, our people, suffering even there, but still trying to, within that, like, you know, suffrage, them still managing to have a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got that magic as Black people. Yeah. I don't know
what it is. No matter what, no matter what you do, man.
You know, because I remember, growing up in the burbs, I remember being like, why? Like a lot of these people, not all of them, so angry. You've got the cars, you've got the house, but you're still angry that me and I'm driving a little car.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
You're right.
Right?
Yeah.
And maybe it's the way you get things also. Because I'm huge on like ancestry and like, hey, 100%. Don't mess with that stuff.
Don't mess.
Karmic energy and that stuff, you know.
It's a real thing.
Yeah, where God is like, I'm not happy with the way you got this.
Shit,
because it's actually not yours.
Yeah.
Therefore, you'll never be happy.
Yeah. Shout out to all the politicians out there.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's true.
Mm.
You know. Yeah. So, yeah. I went on a... You see, this is why the show is so good. Because I can go off.
Yeah. You do
have
you,
a good
man.
Time, man.
Pretend I'm not even here.
I know. But I can hear your heart. Mind you.
And then the women, because like, when you look on TV, right, all the women there have fake asses, whatever, Cardi B type of look.
Yeah.
So when you come there and you're like African, like real African, you don't have the weave.
No.
Are they like, what? Who are you? What's going on?
Well, it's like, it's like, oh my God. And that's like real. You know, they or even when, you know, anyone comes
and that's
to
like country, real. Yeah, like,
we're so blessed. Serving a woman. You guys,
we
please stop taking. Yeah, appreciate us more, man. I always think, yo, serving men are so blessed.
Yeah, dog. But we're spoiled, man.
Spoiled!
Have you been to KZN?
Know.
Have you been to KZN?
I'm from KZN. You know, it's just the other day, in fact, I was chilling and I was like, hey, bo, mina, abo nonika, sabo mini la mini. All these people that you kind of like grew up with.
Yeah.
I just saw them, like, we thought that was normal. And now coming out of KZN, I'm like, damn, you guys are so fine.
Yeah.
Like, you're beautiful, beautiful, you know? Yeah. South Africans are just beautiful, man. You see, I miss South Africa.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
So how are the women that side?
They're cool. They're beautiful. No, they're beautiful
in their
people.
Own right.
Yeah, in their own right.
Mm.
But there's something about African women. Mm. Damn, we've just got that like.
Mm. You I love my Zulu girls.
Damn, I love my Zulu girl. I mean, there's something about just women all over Africa that's just so damn beautiful.
A friend of mine who's been to America told me that. You'll go to a club, right?
Yeah.
And out of all the girls that you see there,
yeah,
there'll be that one that's like fucking hot, right? But true. In SA,
it's
there's
just,
like 10.
It's an abundance. And you guys are so spoiled and you don't know.
Yeah.
That's why I actually can't wait for the rest of the world to see what's happening here.
Yeah.
Competition. Yeah. They're going to bring it.
All right, cool. Let's take it back from the beginning. No?
Yeah.
Is it 2004? Which was your first gig?
My first gig, so I was a bit of a child
star.
I want to say star because I was just in TV. I mean, I was 15.
15.
So, yeah, 2004, 2003.
When does Bling? It wasn't Bling your
Bling,
first.
Yeah.
It was Bling.
2003.
Yeah, 2003. So Bling happens.
Yeah.
And then you try audition for Live.
Yes.
Right? Mini Lamini beats you to
yes.
it.
Yes.
But you were in the top four, right?
Yes.
Same year.
Yes.
You did Channel O.
Yes. Can you imagine? 3 months later.
Do you know where it gets that?
I don't. Can you imagine?
So after that, you're like, fuck this shit. Let me do music.
But also, you have to understand, Twitter had just become like a thing.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
So it's not like, okay, run it up to us, but no one knows about it.
Yeah,
it was like, I remember. Like, can she give up already? Like, this is starting to be painful.
Yeah.
Watching this. But I also understand at the time, from an aesthetic perspective, I was completely different.
Mm.
I was the girl with the fro.
Oh.
Or the girl with the bald hair.
Okay.
Talking about like Africa, Pan-Africanism, natural hair. So it was just like a lot. And I remember even one of the producers saying, you know, this is an urban show. This was with O-Access.
Mm.
And like, you know,
mm.
they needed something similar as well to Nonde. Not discrediting though, both Mini and Dineo. Because when you're at the top two or top four, it's no longer even about talent.
Yeah.
Being able to host or present. Yeah. It's now who fits the show.
100%.
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. And I just didn't. And I knew that. So it was like, oh, cool. I mean, it was painful because I'm doing it publicly. But I understood that, no, I don't, I mean, hey, welcome back to OX. I mean, I wasn't, let's be honest.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And it made sense. But what it did to me, it actually encouraged me to say, okay, cool. So the talent's there.
Mm.
You're doing your thing. Now, as an adult, and people still see you, so you're onto something.
Mm.
You got to carry on. But obviously me, like...
But as a woman, you know women are insecure. Aren't you like, fuck, maybe I got to look like Mini. Maybe I got to do what Danielle does.
You know, and I think this is where... good parenting comes in.
Ah, get you.
Yeah, I had a dad who was always like, you need to have a good self-esteem.
Mm.
You know, all of my daughters are at 10. He used to have this 10. Before there was the whole thing, she's a 10. Before hip-hop, this is way back.
Yeah.
And he used to say, your market value is 10. You know, the more accessible you are, you lower it. You know, the more you allow people to trash you, tell you you're not beautiful and you're loud, that you're just lowering it. You got to keep it up. Keep it high.
But that's why I'm against like child beauty pageants.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like it's the worst.
You're messing up a kid. It's funny though, because
I mess you up.
I did pageants, but reluctant. I mean, my parents were reluctant about it. They didn't even. So I used to get my late cousin, shout out to him. So he was old enough to like get me into these like pageants.
Yeah.
He was a rib. He's like, okay, fuck it, I'll sign.
Yeah.
And that's how I got into the pageant world.
Yeah.
But my parents hated that. They didn't want me to, you know, be a part of it.
Did it affect you? Does it still affect you in your adult?
No, I think because I didn't have stage parents. I think if I had stage parents, for me it was like, oh, a trip to Zimbabwe. Guys, we made it. It was a lot of fun. Myself, Minnie, we used to do that stuff for fun. It was fun because our parents didn't want us to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's important, not to have stage parents where you know it's something you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, something not something you're forced to do. Because then it becomes creepy as well.
And it helped that you won. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. I made a lot of money. I don't know where it went, but I really, really knows.
Dude, me too. I made so much money, Chris. I don't know what happened.
Crazy.
I bought my first check. I bought a radio, which I still have.
I also have a radio. Yeah.
I bought a PC, which I still have, and the rest I don't know.
I remember a lot of ice cream and movies and Heelys. Damn it. Yeah. I bought those damn Heelys. You know those Asha shoes?
Yeah.
I remember how expensive they are, but I don't, the rest, I also don't remember.
Yeah.
But wasn't that great? Because that taught me a lot about how to like use money and be wise about money at a really young age. Because I spent it and I couldn't account for where it went.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy,
I
can't be repeating the same stuff every time.
Yeah.
I need to know where my money went. But you know, it's also interesting. You started crazy. I was actually thinking about it the other day where you see all these people. I mean, Bonang, she was on KTV, The Rush.
Oh, yeah.
I've forgotten the name.
Wasn't she an extra there?
Yeah, she was. I don't know.
But it still counts.
Hey, dog, we all started, man. And that's the incredible part. Hey, she's just.
Yeah.
Look at her now.
Yeah.
Trevor Noah, right?
Yeah.
The Afro.
Yeah.
You know,
Trevor used to come to Red Pepper when we were shooting Crazy because he was dating Salamina.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was dating Salamina. Oh. And we all were mad because we all wanted Salamina.
Oh, everyone, even now.
But I didn't shoot my shot.
Hey, you know, I should have shot. You need to put that 15 in. Your face. Ah, she's married. We can't. Oh, my God. You are not serious.
I looked at her. I'm like, this is way beyond my level.
I still have the biggest crush on her. Whenever she's like, hey, Nandy, I see you doing great things. I'm like, she was always that girl.
Yeah.
Trevor's always had taste.
Yeah. Trevor, yeah.
Damn, he's
there. He used to drive his red Golf. Come pick her up.
Look at all of us.
Yeah.
And so people, I always say, people think this is overnight success.
Yeah. Yeah.
All those years. This is how overnight success looks like. We've been doing it.
But I feel like you're the black sheep of the family because like everybody there are doctors and lawyers. You're the only one who's like, black is king.
But I love it. Can I tell you, like my dad, for example, never knows anything that I'm doing. My mom is better.
Yeah.
But like, I love it. So like my dad will be, first of all, my mom, it was so funny. So the first time I said, mom, because I'm a huge Pharrell. I've always been like a nerd, alternative music vibes. So I was like, damn, I'm working with Pharrell. Uma was like, how? She thought I was like, she thought I wanted to go overseas with Zay because she knew I was dating Zay. She's like, just say you want to go to London with Zay. Like, that's what she was thinking in her head. And I was like, what do you take me for? Like, I'm working with Pharrell. And then also I was just thinking, like, how would I be able to, like, make that happen? I don't have Pharrell on speed dial to be like, yo, Pharrell, listen, my mom doesn't believe me. So those are the kind of parents I have. But thank God for that. Because also my dad for the longest time just didn't know what I was doing. But like all his friends would tell him. He's a serious radiologist doctor. Yeah. Like always at work.
Come with this entertainment shit.
Forget it. So only now that he's like, oh, I hate my girl. He's like you. He hasn't washed it yet. He's exactly like you. But you know, that's very good, my girl. But you need that stuff, yo.
Mm.
That stuff is the stuff that keeps you grounded.
It does.
Without even trying to be grounded.
Yeah, it brings it back.
Because one is lying.
Yeah.
And the other is just doesn't know what I'm doing.
Mm.
So, and I love that. I actually love that age. That
Are you the favorite? Because you're the middle child. Are you the favorite?
I'm actually the least favorite.
Nah. The middle child gets the worst.
And my sister even confessed. She's like, yeah, you know, because mom really likes me. And you know when you're adults, you're just like... Now I'm the least. I was the most annoying kid. My son's exactly like me, and now I get it.
Because
now my son's on my case. Like my son's a lot.
How many kids you got? You got two now,
two. And I'm done. Yeah. Guys, I want to say that on camera.
Not only if Zakes has something to do with it.
No, Zakes and I agreed. No, I'm done.
So did you resent your parents growing up? Because like...
No, but at some point I thought I was adopted and then I looked a lot like my dad and I was like, damn, okay, so that story doesn't work. You know, as a middle kid, you come up with these theories. Okay, that doesn't work. I look like my dad. So, but no, I never resented. There was a lot of love. I don't know, like, there was a lot of love at home. Damn, there's a lot of, like, my dad and my mom worked hard, yo.
Mm.
Can I say something
that's
may digress, but I think it's important for South Africa. Mm. 400 years... of privilege will never equate to one generation of privilege. We as a people, as black people, are not privileged. we do not have economic freedom. You know, if my dad messed up, it was a wrap. And I remember, you know, you went to Hyde Park Tonto school. Do you remember, this actually used to traumatize me, and this is, and I'm being dead serious, where you'd have black kids come to the school and then they'd have to leave, like your friend. How? No, Ekaya, we no longer in Mali. You either go back to the hood or in my car, whatever. That's not privilege. We've been conditioned that the little bit you have, that's all you guys deserve. Guys, we need to do a pre-colonialism and a post. We know what we really need.
Why is this so near and dear to your heart? Because it's not the first time you mentioned this.
Because,
on
guys, it's not. And it has to be, because we just need to be free. Not this talk that we're free. You know, seeing, we've been so conditioned to think, seeing someone being on the side of the road who's African on their own soil as an African in Africa is okay. Or we being paid substandard, whatever, rates. Or if you're in corporate, you're in the same position as someone else, but because they have another color, they get paid more and that's fine. Or that we don't own any companies that are listed, or hardly any companies that are listed in the JSE. Or do you get what I'm saying? That media is not owned by us. That's why what you're doing is incredible.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like, and that's okay. That's freedom. We're free. That half the girls, for example, and that's why I hate people judging women who, you know, have to do what they have to do to survive.
Survival.
Know? Because I can tell you half of them wouldn't be doing that stuff if they had economic freedom. Do you get what I'm saying? You wouldn't be with some sleazy man who's got a big stomach and you know you don't like them. You know, like, do you get what I'm saying? Like, a young girl wouldn't have to if she was free. We need to be empowered not only as women, but as a people.
Yeah.
You know, and so you find yourself, the gap we have, we were number one, I think, in 2015 of rich and poor. So the smallest population has the most wealth and the biggest population has the least wealth.
Yeah.
And you're saying we're free? How can I not be passionate? We all need to be passionate about, like, anyone watching this who's African needs to be passionate about that.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't even make sense. Guys, this is our ancestors' turf. It's ours.
Do you think that's maybe in hindsight, that's your purpose of, you know, you being global so you can preach that message to a Beyonce who watches you, to a Tari P. Jensen, or whatever her name is.
Taraji P.
Taraji, yeah.
Yeah. That's why we didn't end up hooking up. I was like, okay, bye.
English. He's coming with his English.
No, but even that English, stop that. Because it's not your mother tongue.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, you must just say dope instead of deep.
Yeah.
Not my mother. Oh, can you speak my language? Oh.
But do you think that's maybe your purpose?
Yeah, I actually do think so. And it's been for the longest time. And I think because of my story, so a lot of people think, this is not branded. I've been about this since. And because of my story, you know, growing up in the burbs, you've been made fun of everything. How you look.
Coconut.
You know, coconut, your lips, your booty, your whatever. Oh my God, ew. Don't speak Zulu. I mean, our teachers would tell us that, you know, we can't speak our home language because they could be swearing. We could be swearing at each other. Imagine if you were in the A class, which was the top class, you had to take only Afrikaans. You
and
couldn't
English.
Take Zulu.
Yeah, you couldn't, yeah.
Because it meant that, you know, Zulu
that fucking French.
With, or an African language.
Yeah.
Because it's associated with you being less smart. All these little things. You couldn't have your hair.
Yeah. Shit, my hair. I got into detention once.
You know.
Because I had dreadlocks.
I always got into detention for my hair. You know. I remember the one time they wanted me to be in some leadership position and they asked me to change my friends. Because my friends were mostly black. You know, because you want that narrative of like, oh, that's why you were chosen. I went through all of that. And that's why I came out the way I am. Because I was like, oh, okay. There needs to be some work done here. So our kids and our kids' kids will be okay.
But that's that speaks to your character because, you know, at that age, I never knew all this shit until I started, like, working, you know, like, being a full-grown adult.
Yeah.
But during then, like, I didn't know what the fuck. My best friend was Jewish.
Yeah, I went to Jewish school, by the way. Shout out to Carmel.
Yeah.
That taught me a lot about business. Yeah, that was a great experience. My dad was, even that, actually, my brother was there, actually, mostly. My dad was very, I guess, quirky and alternative in the way you think. Because he's the kind of guy to say, don't forget to read The Economist. Here's the encyclopedia. you're going to a Jewish school, you're going to this school, because he wanted us to be worldly and understand the dynamics. So he was always speaking to us. And then my mom, being the nurturer, was the girl who'd wake up every day and say, you are beautiful. You know, I've got a dark-skinned sister. She'd always say, that's beautiful. In Zulu, we call him Donya Manzi, when you're beautiful. You know, so my parents now, in hindsight, have always been absolutely conditioned us to love ourselves unapologetically and understand the system, but in a kid-friendly way. So you're not out there like necessarily hating anyone. So I don't hate anyone. I love everyone, you know, but things need to be fair. That's all.
And that's why you can walk around without a weave. And
you know what? Let's address the whole weave issue. I actually don't have issues with weaves. In fact, in ancient Egypt, us Africans were rocking wigs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not the issue at all, and it's never been for me personally. The only thing I just want to ensure is that you feel just as beautiful with your actual hair as well as you would with a weave. A lot of people, by the way, who wear weaves, they've got natural hair underneath. It's just, you know, it's just like convenience. They put the wig on, you know. I don't think it's just we came from colonialism and we were told not to love our hair. So that's all. But I don't want to say
who told us clicks.
You know what? Almost every single beauty product at some point did, and now they're changing the narrative. So, unfortunately, you know, clicks and the likes were the ones who put the spotlight. But that's another thing. So all these like different corporates always get caught at different times. But I think the issue is not necessarily about the actual company. It's the culture as a whole. They all have this culture. So, you know, they can all change at some point if you did some investigating.
Yeah.
You know, and that just needs to change from the top.
Fuck, now I see why you wanted to be a journalist, ne? You like reading, ne?
No, I don't get to anymore. I used to at that time. When you have kids, I do read, but I don't. I can't even finish like 3 pages.
Oh.
So I have this real guilt thing because my parents did this parenting thing really well.
Yeah.
And I don't want to drop the ball.
Yeah.
So I actually like exhaust myself parenting. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that they have as much fun as I did.
Mm.
So I don't get to read as much.
Okay.
So I read, what I do read a lot is like my son's books.
What were you reading before Ziggs came in? What were you reading? Not literally.
And I'm trying to recover. This guy.
Drop
what was I reading? Who's Ziggs? I don't think I even remember. What was the book? There was a book by Oprah. And forgotten it all of a sudden. I've just.
Oh, what's your favorite book that you recommend?
I don't actually have a favorite book. I have a lot of books. I love anything by Steve Biko.
Yeah.
I'm
more visuals, man. Like, I like documentaries on Netflix.
I love documentaries. Documentaries. Yeah. Huge on documentaries. I love anything Muhammad Ali. Well, that's also because of my dad. Because Muhammad Ali, you know what I loved about him? He's this huge, like, superstar in terms of being a sports star, good looking guy, and fought for us.
Yeah.
And didn't need to.
Yeah.
And was telling people, we're amazing. And you've got a problem with that. And that's your problem. So I love Muhammad Ali stuff. I like watching that. A lot of these acting classes you see, you know, whether it's like a Shia LaBeouf or Jamie Foxx, just school learning, you know, more about acting or music, colors, NPR, Tiny Desk. You know, I like watching. Yeah, I'm also more visual these days because that's all I have time for. Yeah. I had time to do a lot of spiritual stuff as well. I've been doing it, especially during COVID. My sister's practicing to be a psychiatrist. And so we talk a lot about mental health.
Okay.
And a lot of people don't know this. Obviously, everyone's speaking about, mental health a lot.
Yeah.
But what a lot of people don't know is also part of colonialism was to break the mind. So Fevut was cum laude in sociology and psychology. So sociology being your behavior, psychology, you know, like the way you think. So that's behavior, the way you think, your psyche, you know?
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't know. So as black people, when he was president, he had studied our mind. And it was important for us to never aspire to have more. And so you see this, I mean, even the fact that there's no such thing as white Twitter.
Yeah.
Crazy too.
Yeah.
So you see this thing where we're always at each other?
Yeah.
Or the media, for example, you'll see Drum magazine, the cover, although it's a shame, they've gotten a lot better. Shout out to Drum. I've seen the change. But you know, back in the day, and then you, whoever got married.
Mm.
So a coincidence.
Because who owns this? They're probably owned by the same publication. Same media house. Hectic, man.
So we, knowing that, so we're talking about mental health. And in order to understand that, and almost forgive even your parents and your forefathers, is to understand what they went through. So like, you know, we joke about how our parents used to be really aggressive about even doing our hair, whatever.
Mm.
And now when you put in that position and you have to provide for someone and how hard the system is to ensure that you're going to fail.
Dude.
Of course, you're putting your frustrations on your kids here or you know, or whatever the case is, because you're frustrated. The system's not for you.
Mm.
So we're just talking about that we need to be enlightened about our generational almost, we need to stop that curse.
Mm.
In terms of our mental health issues, I'm surprised even seeing any African, South African walk and smile.
Mm.
I think that is the biggest miracle, because the system, which still exists now, didn't want you to.
Mm.
And you are.
It's you're fully smiling. Gate. Yeah, it's fully gate.
Yes! That's all I've been doing this lockdown. I don't know anything. I've been dancing my life away.
I saw. How do you meet Zakes, man?
Oh.
You gotta tell me this story.
I freaking love that guy.
And he chose a fucking good guy, eh? You know these guys in the industry are trash,
oh, full
bro.
Of shit, right?
Yeah. Just speak on the mic then. Oh, you gotta hear
full
this. Story.
Of, yeah, sorry. Hey, you know my hats. Yeah. I don't want people to hear my hats.
Yeah.
Zakes I met at the Sama nomination party. Sorry. My lip gloss. I put too much lip gloss, yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember he came a bit hard.
Wow.
See, you did what you were supposed to do.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not chancing this thing.
Would you have given me your number though, had I asked?
I thought you were really cool, but I'm not sure. I don't remember, like, I don't... Now that we're here, I don't remember feeling like, oh, I should have given him my number.
Hey, can we go back in time? Hey, yay.
So I remember you being a really, excuse me for doing that. I remember you being a really cool guy.
Yeah. But anyway,
we meet at the summer nomination parties. He's like, yo, I think you're so beautiful.
Mm.
Yo, I've heard that at least, you know, because Joburg, they chant.
Yeah.
So, and he's like, yeah. And I said, I love your music, because Zakes is a genius at music.
Is this after Baby Shake Your Bum Bum, ne?
This is after Clap Your Hands. Ish. I mean, he's produced all these songs. And La 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 La, these are all the things he's produced and made.
Yeah.
This is beyond him even being, like, for me, one of the greatest performers of our time, you know?
You must ask him. I once booked him. I had a club in the East End called Paparazzi.
Oh, but I know about that, actually.
Were you dating?
No, I know about
it. Oh, yeah. So I booked him once. He fucking packed up the place. What a great performer. What a great performer.
And he always, small, big, doesn't matter.
Kills it.
Like it's his last.
Yeah.
So I was actually a huge fan.
Mm.
So I just said, I love your music, you know. And then he did what you were supposed to do.
Yeah.
Have you writing down?
How many times am I going to hear this?
He said, yo. He didn't say yo, because, you know.
Yeah.
He said, you know, can I have your numbers? And I thought, no. And it was my birthday. It was on my birthday. I was like, no.
I know you Zakes, but...
Yeah, and I'm like, this industry. In fact, that was a bit of a, like... I was like, ooh.
Red flag.
Oh, God. You want my number? You one of those? Creepy.
Mm.
And I said, no. And then, luckily, there was a mutual friend that we knew.
Mm.
And he said, no, Zakes is a good guy. You can give him his numbers. Wow. You guys can work together. You know, he was in the industry. And I thought... Okay, cool. Because I want to work with you. I've been trying to get a hold of you. I've been trying to get a hold of Zakes because I got signed by Universal really earlier in my life. Yeah. They had scouted me and signed me. I tried to work with him. He was too expensive, one.
Mm.
And then secondly, he was hard to get. So it was like, cool, we can work together though.
Mm.
And we just, we didn't just hit it off. It took a while.
Mm.
But we were friends.
So you give him the number. Does he call you immediately?
I did. No, he was like messaging me, but he came at the right time because, strangely enough, I had All Access was my first gig. So I had auditioned. So everything just started like happening as soon as he started entering my life. But it was already like, you know, I was already like that girl, you know, like Samba Universal. There was a song called Good Times. For those who don't know, I had a single called Good Times.
Yeah.
You know, then All Access came. Where I auditioned, All Access, got that job. He came into the picture. You know, so all of these things were happening and it was great. It was like God's intervention because he was the greatest guy to kind of guide me. He's like, do you have a team?
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you need a team.
Had you dated a famous guy before him?
No.
He was the first.
No, he's the first. My ex, so the guy before me, So I only dated two guys.
For real? I could have been number three.
Tabanga.
Yeah.
This is becoming painful. Because my heart is a little, you know.
Yeah, your
you
ex.
Could have been number three. But my ex was like an accountant who worked at a big bank and CA.
Yeah.
So no, definitely. And I never wanted to.
To date industry guys.
No. Yeah. But it actually was the best thing because if I say now I got a gig at 11 o'clock, Ipsogo, he's not going to be like,
yeah.
But now I can imagine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he gets it.
He probably might even come with you.
Absolutely. If I want to feel sexy, you know, whether it's for the gram, too young. He gets it. It's fine. So that liberty, if I need it like now, next month I have to go back to LA.
Yeah.
He gets it.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
You know, and it was the best thing.
There's Chris Brown and all those motherfuckers outside, man.
Yeah, but he's secure. You know how he knew, you know when he felt comfortable was when I did the shoot with Pharrell, that Woolworths shoot. Because Pharrell was my biggest crush for the longest time. London with Pharrell. I'm not married. That's when I knew. You're a real one.
Yeah.
You know, because Pharrell was my biggest crush for the longest time. And I used to skate and all of that stuff. And that's when I even said to Sex, I was like, that's because his crush is Kelly Rowland. Mm. He hasn't met Kelly Rowland yet. Mm. But my crush is Pharrell. And I said, that's when I knew that you're a real one. Because I was with Pharrell.
I want to know, like, when does it change from, nah, fuck it, I'm not giving you a number, to like, fuck, I like this guy.
The fact that he cared. There's a difference. You know, you can get guys who just want to like, shag you or
smash,
whatever.
Smash.
Oh, I'm so out of the loop. I'm still using shag. I'm getting old. Smash. Mm.
Was he your first?
Hey?
Was he your first?
I'm sorry, what? I'm sorry. Oh my God. I can't. This is my... Something's wrong.
There's a plane coming.
Sound! Sound! We need a cut. But you know it's good? Zex knows. Zex, as long as you know, baby, you know if you were my first or not.
Yeah,
but he was my best. No, that's a real thing. Otherwise, I still wouldn't be with him. But because sex is important.
It is.
Good sex.
The energies.
Yeah, energies. And not like... Like it's an energies.
Mm.
Anyway, and you see.
But what kind of sex are you?
Where he performs and makes music.
What kind of sex you like? Because you haven't been in the game for that long. I mean, two
what
guys.
What kind of sex I love?
Mm.
I love passionate, genuine sex. But also that can change. Like, you see the way you perform, for example, a performer needs to be able to be versatile.
Mm.
It's like how you make music, you know?
Do you want those guys that look into your eye and shit?
It depends on the mood.
Mm.
Sometimes you just want to be ratchet and have your man. Take it all off. Like Zex, <Zayson. laughs> you know, I just want to stay. You know. Sometimes you just want to, you know. The kids aren't around me. I'm feeling good. Let's go. And then, of course, sometimes you're feeling vulnerable and like...
You just want to cuddle.
I didn't get that cake.
Yeah,
But like, you know, and you want to cuddle and, you know, during COVID, you know, a lot of cuddling.
Mm. So do you know... Okay, cool. You're like, all right, cool. So you date.
I've got a story about that.
Yeah.
I missed my gig, one gig for Afropunk. Because of my passport and Donald Trump had new laws about...
Yeah, I remember that. Mm.
So I couldn't make it for my Afropunk gig and it was the first one. In fact, I was supposed to do it in 2017 in the main stage. I was about to make history, couldn't make it. I was crushed.
Devastated.
And I remember Zex will always... He always teases me about the story. I was like, I'm so upset. I need sex now. He loves that story.
Mind you, funny pee pee.
Mind you. I deal him. He loves the story. Just so you know.
Yeah. So how do you know? Okay, this is gonna be my husband. This is the guy that I want to have my kids with. And
yeah.
Like, because there's a difference, like you're saying. There's levels.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, I'm not the marriage type. Just so you know, I never was the girl who grew up like, oh, I want to dress.
Hence
why no one even knows our wedding pictures. It's more me than
shit,
her.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm not sentimental like that with that. I feel corny. I don't know. I'm a bit boyish in that way.
Yeah.
That's definitely some.
Is that him?
Duh. I don't know.
Yeah.
I knew just because he really cared for me. I remember the one time I was supposed to go to Paris. For a gig, And I didn't have cash. This is in the beginning of like my career, really. Mm. And he looked at me and you could see something's wrong. You know, you're like, okay. And he's like, oh, I don't know how I'm going to do this alone. And he's like, are you fine? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. He's like, you're not fine. Mm. Like, seriously. And I was like, oh, God, yeah, okay, but like, he was always, it's not even about like money or career. Like, he always cared. And my parents could pick it up because they could see that, you know, parents are smart.
Mm-hmm.
They can see when you're doing better in life. And not only career-wise, just holistically, they could see.
And they love it.
You guys have seen, look how I look. I'm happy,
you're glowing, yeah?
I'm glowing. Yeah. I'm not pregnant glowing as well. Like, this is a real glow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's when I knew, just because he cared for me.
So why then do you change your marriage contract?
Oh, yes. That, guys, that made complete sense because I've got dreams and aspirations more globally.
Mm, mm.
And so we busy. I don't want to say too much because I don't want to give away too much to anyone.
Just a little.
Yeah, but if you're trying to buy, whether it's property or whatever the case may be, the admin, especially when you're doing it now.
Oh, that side.
Everything I have to do, everything I said, thanks. Please, let us.
Yeah,
I mean, Zex is a busy guy. So we were just like, in fact, we thought we were, to be honest, and I don't really like talking about my personal life like that, but we when we got married, I think because we were so excited to get married, we thought we had signed it out of community and property.
Oh.
Like, we thought, but we realized later on when we were just like checking out our assets and whatever, because there's this huge move and stuff we're doing, not move, but you know, things are changing.
Mm.
We're like, oh, so we... They're like, yeah, you guys are still in community. So it was just all admin, you know. And they were wrong about assets. I've got some things of mine, but it's okay. You know,
but I don't understand the marriage contract.
It makes sense. You need to sell papers. You must say divorce. Joking.
What is a marriage contract? Like, what?
It's important for people to know.
Yeah, what is that?
To know. So marital contract, you can be in community property, out of community property, with or without accrual. And that basically... Out of community of property without accrual is you guys being married, but you don't share anything. You know, and that's what we had decided on. So you nyajola. And isn't that beautiful? So you know you're in it not for each other's money as well.
Yeah.
Well, I like it. Remember, it's a personal thing. That we, like Zex, and I love it because siyajola.
Yeah.
So you know, even if anything, touch wood, happens, if you guys go your separate ways, you were in it because you actually liked each other and loved each other. You weren't in it for each other's things.
And have you noticed a lot of couples or people are doing that now?
Yeah, and I love it because for me, again, this is a personal thing. For me personally, just because it's about love. And I was actually the one who was more adamant about that. We thought that. He also was as well. But we thought we had that. But it's more admin issues. You know, get married, you'll see. Every small thing you need to do, it's just too much. Okay, passport, we need... Okay, no, that's a different situation. You need dad for that. But like, property, you have to have your partner. Da-da-da. So you want to buy something now. And you can't say he's overseas. Now you got to wait for Zex. Someone's already bought it.
Do you pay when you go out or does Zex pay all the time?
No, Zex is a very much that guy. He wants to pay. He's so still never... like a Zulu man. No, nope. I remember it used to disturb him when I... take my bag like, to the airport on my own. He's like, no, I need to help you. I used to stress him out how like, no, he's very into that chivalry, but like the Zulu man type, not the, like, he taught me something where he said, because he used to walk in front of me, you know, where they, in the Western world, you let your partner go first.
Yes.
But in African culture or Zulu culture, let me speak for Zulu culture, the man goes in first.
Yeah, even in Venda.
Invent the same thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because why? He's protecting you.
Exactly.
He wants to check the surroundings. Now I just got schooled and I was like, that is sexy ass.
You're getting some tonight, baby.
Yeah. The other cultures are cowards. This guy. He's like, no, but I need to protect you, so I need to check. Then you can come in.
Shit, man.
You.
Yeah, yeah. And he's got no scandals, Ziggs, eh? He's not on any
human
list.
No. I don't know. No, yeah, no, not list. Yeah, they're talking about that, yeah. But I don't want to, you know, because even when people say to me, you've got no scandals. I'm like, I'm not human.
That you know of.
Machinos. No, I'm kidding. But no, we're human. I don't want to, you know, I mean, I don't want to speak of names. But recently there was this guy who had like a whole lot of scandals coming out. And I was like,
he was
I don't want to set myself up. That's why I actually like Rihanna's career. Because Rihanna, if someone had to say, or like even AKA, someone had to say AKA did this, it's like, okay, Shepa, we love him for his music.
Yeah.
I'm not a role model. Zex is not a role model. Yeah. We've made a lot of mistakes in our lives.
And you still will.
Yeah. Although I know when I speak for myself, the person you see on camera and off is the same.
Yeah. That's what's,
I'm not like a shock to you.
That's the beauty.
Yeah.
That's the beauty about owning yourself and knowing yourself and being comfortable in your own skin, you know?
And Zex lived. Yo.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yo, before me,
yeah, he
was leaving.
I feel like dancing.
Yo, I mean, he had a song called "Take It All Off," ladies and gentlemen. If that does not tell you how much he enjoyed life, I don't know what else.
Amaru.
Yes.
What happened with Amaru and Lux?
Isn't that the saddest thing ever? Mm.
And I know him, Amaru, eh?
Dog, he's a black man who has so much potential to do incredible things. I was happy for him, you know, to have his agency. I can't say a lot because it's illegal.
Oh yeah, it's still ongoing, ne?
Oh yeah,
it's ongoing. Shit. Damn.
But I did confirm what I did on Instagram.
Yeah.
Because it is, yes, there's been a summons. There is this money outstanding. And he was the agent for Lux. So they had nothing to do with it. You know, they'd already given him the money.
Yeah.
And then, you know. So Sunday World said he was my manager. He wasn't my manager. Mm. So how's Sunday World? The journalist. It's a brilliant business thing they do. I don't know who they have there in the high courts.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what a brilliant businessman. Yeah. So they're like, oh, Nandu. On Saturday, they're like, yeah, we heard that you have it. And before you can save it, it's out there already. You're like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. But yes, unfortunately.
Even the cops. Chief, we've got Nandi here from Drinking and Driving.
Done.
Get yourself here.
Finish, you know.
You're trying to get bail. It's late.
It's out. Sunday work. But unfortunately, it is true. And it was, I think what made it more painful is that it's a black man who's so young. And I hope he make amends, as in I hope he does the right thing. I don't want to talk about it too much.
Yeah.
Also, just because he's just got an, I'm not the only case. You know, Amaru has had quite a year.
Yeah, dude.
There's so many. It's like,
yo, scandal, dude. Scandal.
So I'm just wishing the best for him. Because my thing is, I'm not trying to, man, he just, you know, like everyone, he just needs to do right. Because,
you know what's crazy? Last week, there's an editor. Our editor, his name is Turf.
Yeah.
So his computer crashed, right?
Yeah.
And then, I'm like, all right, cool. You can use my computer, but then we need to upgrade it so you can edit properly.
Mm.
So I'm like, oh, cool. There's this guy. No, black guy. Let me support a black business.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
As you should.
Instead of going to the Matrix.
Yeah.
Fuck
those
motherfuckers. They got enough money. You know what?
Yeah.
So I'm like, let me go to a black guy, you know, whatever.
Showcase.
I give him the computer. I even gave him the money before he'd done the job. He's been missing since.
And that's the issue. It hurts more because you're like,
dog.
I was here for you.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm rooting for you.
Do you know what I mean?
Why are you doing all these things? But anyway, I don't want to talk about it. You know, I don't want to talk about it. He has a family and it's been rough, I can imagine, for him as well. He just needs to sort
You've been, that can't be the only case you've had. Like, you've been screwed.
The only, no, I've been very, not. My dad. That's another thing. I was like, oh, you want to challenge me?
This is going to be fun. Challenge accepted.
Hey, it's dope, man, because I grew up with a lot of people who, some of them are even judges there. Some of them are ministers.
Wow.
That's just by virtue of, remember, in apartheid, everyone went to the same university.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So if you're all going to UKZN.
Yeah, shit, you're right. So it's like Harvard.
These are absolutely. Yeah. These are like mom and dad's friends.
All right, cool. So we're going to play a game,
Let's go.
It's called, for me, it's the, you know that that TikTok challenge?
Yes.
For me, it's the what?
Guys, I love everyone. I just want to say this before you guys know I don't have this is all Mac cheese.
Let's go. So I'm going to show you a picture of a celebrity and then you must do the for me challenge. All right, cool. Here we go. Loyiso McDonald.
Oh. For me, but there's nothing controversial. For me, what? It's the look. No, that's not a... He's like almost perfect. I'm just trying to think.
For me, it's a big forehead.
Oh, I got a big forehead. So, yo. 5-head family, shout out.
Yeah.
You chose the wrong guy. Like, he's
okay,
like,
cool. Let's try another guy. Sizwe Dlomo.
CJ, I know you, Kyawami, but for me, it's just knowing, like, you know everything. It's like, you are the encyclopedia. For me, it's him being the encyclopedia of life. Whether right or wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to you, dog.
Have you worked with him before?
No, I haven't.
Oh, who is it?
Yeah. But Zach speaks to him. Yeah.
Yo, Caesar speaks to everybody, bro.
Yeah, Zach knows the industry. Well, he's been in the industry for ages.
Yeah. Because he worked like Proverb.
Is that it?
No, I've got more. We're going to go.
Yeah.
You worked the Proverb.
Dineo Ranaka. Who else? Generally, it's been solo gigs.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've worked with cool people.
Cool, here we go. Next one. Pearl Tusi.
For me, it's the twerk. Me and Pearl. Honestly. Yeah, we know how to do booty hops. That's my goal. So a lot of people don't know how close we really are.
Mm.
I love her. And I feel like sometimes she's, she's very candid. You've met Pearl, hey?
Mm.
She's one of the most honest people. And sometimes they can be like misinterpreted. So she's very like...
Open book,
you know? So she's not well-branded and like...
Yeah.
As in, when I mean well-branded, as in she's not fake about her brand.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying? She's very honest. Yeah,
sometimes people can take that the wrong way.
Yeah. So she won't like sugarcoat it for the public.
How do you know? Did you meet her in the industry or like?
Pearl was the hottest girl, like one of the hottest girls in Durban.
Oh shit!
She was on the Free For All. There's a newspaper you used to have called the Free For All, and she used to be a model back when we were teenagers. Every guy loved Pearl.
Wasn't she on Lovers
Pearl
Plus?
Was that, well, that as well. Wow.
Trust me to remember that.
Yeah, absolutely. Because she was also a runner-up for Miss SAT. You know, she'd done a Pons ad, and all you think about is Lovers Plus. She's always been that star. It's funny. Nothing's changed. She was always that girl.
Yeah.
We thought she was mad fly.
Mm. Let me grab my phone.
Yeah. Lovers Plus. That's all. Pearl, that's all. Make you not what's it? Queen Sona. You know, not all these international shows, no.
Oh, she's doing great. Eh?
She's doing incredibly well.
Actually, you just made me realize there's like a crew of people like yourself, Shoma Josie, who are really fucking shit up, man.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's our time, as in all of us. It's not exclusive to me. It's all of us. The whole continent, the world. It's incredible.
All right, cool. K.O.
Now,
for
K.O. For me, it's the brains.
The brains.
So I got tear gas all wrong.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why. I thought K.O.'s just this guy who's trying to look pretty half the time in tear gas. That's his role in tear gas. Gandhi, Lendot is literally like the brains behind tear gas. And you see it when you work with him. Lyricist, production. People don't know he produces.
Oh, does he?
You see?
Shit.
The songs you hear?
Yeah.
He had it producing it.
Wow.
Writes it. I mean, the songs we did, he wrote the songs.
No people way.
You see, this is the thing. Like, this guy is like, that's why I say the brains. I think because he's so humble. My brother's so humble. Like, he does, he's like Zex. He's exactly like Zex, where Zex won't want to let people know that he produces or whatever. But like, K.O. does all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And people don't know this guy. But now they're starting to figure it out. That, and I'm glad they are. They're giving him his roses now that actually, this guy. That's why when a lot of people, when they started leaving his camp, you know, it was hard for them to kind of establish themselves. Because he really is. I'm not joking. In fact, he is the machine and engine. He really is. And that's why he's fine on his own. Because he's got the talents. The same thing as Zex. When all of them left him, you name it, all these artists, he was still fine.
Yeah.
He was still A&Ring. He was still doing his ish. He's still going to Harvard. He's still, you know, because...
He's going to Harvard?
He's going to Harvard next year.
Wow.
For entertainment and sports. He was accepted.
This fucking guy.
Yeah, 2020. Shit, Zex inspires me.
Damn.
I got to try to get to Harvard. No, he inspires me every day, yeah.
For me, it's the twang.
It's the what? Twang?
No, the twang.
Which twang?
Yeah, K.O. No. Yeah, K.O.
Which twang?
Cool. Last one. You're doing this like such a mom, bruh.
It's the brain.
It's the brain. For me. Alright, cool. Last one. Nonza Mombata.
You know what? Mkayawam. It's the Durban girls taking over. That's it.
Yeah, she's fucking beautiful.
Right? Durban girls are beautiful. Nomzam. Minentle. I'm missing a whole list.
And then we've got Makadzi.
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah, for sure. You guys, you know I hate that fish. Can I tell you why? You know when...
No, kidding.
No, and like, no, I've got to say it. Mm. So Africans, before all of this mainstream media, you know, we, in fact, my grandfather was a really good looking guy, like super good looking.
Yeah.
And my grandmother wasn't necessarily the commercial good looking, you know?
Yeah.
There's a beauty and strength.
Yeah.
You know, guys, this like frivolous beauty, you guys always, you know, that's why your hearts get broken all the time because you want shallow.
Mm.
That's the problem. You don't want depth or like talent or strength or African men back in the day used to, if they looked at a woman who was strong or could show them, they were like, that's super, like Serena, damn, that turns on some guys. Like you see all of that. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying? So beauty doesn't have to be this like, it's mainstream Western media that's made us think like, one way of it's multifaceted beauty, for real.
Yeah.
Then when I see Serena in the court,
yeah,
that's sexy.
Damn.
You know that's sexy.
Yeah, no, Serena's
like, it doesn't have to be the same way, and that's what people getting their hearts broken because they're all looking for a certain type.
Yeah.
And they're missing out on wives.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that
including
why?
You. I'm speaking to you, by the way, this whole time.
This was for me.
Unless if you want to say, I think this whole interview is about your love life.
Is that why the song Organic is dedicated to Sarah Bartman, you know? Mm. Yeah.
Sarah Bartman had a beautiful curvy shape.
Yeah.
That for
she was a BBW.
Europeans, absolutely.
Mm.
Europeans. It's the hardest interview I've ever done. And so when, you know, I think it was the French, took her. They made a show of her and exploited her and you know, appropriated what she was about, but just the neglect and abuse that she endured for looking different.
Mm.
And now it's just ironic because you're seeing all these women in mainstream media buying, you know, booties to look like
the Kardashians, like
all of these things. But no one's giving us, I don't mind you doing that, but no one's saying we are inspired by African women. And again, we're being appropriate. So Organic was just for us to be able to celebrate ourselves.
Yeah. How's that song doing? Because you post it all the time.
Yo, you know, and the reason why I repost, watch your words, I repost all the time.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. There's no ego there. But I don't post, I repost.
You literally had a conversation by yourself there.
I did, because you're saying I post. I said, no one's hearing the song. Damn it.
Oh, shit. No,
so I repost.
Yeah.
No, I repost. I post and repost.
Mm.
It's doing well. I haven't checked, I'll be very honest, because it's still new.
Mm.
So whenever I drop a song,
yeah,
I don't like doing that check. I like it to, all my songs, any music I've dropped, it drops and then it like warms up and then, you know, hits like a trajectory. Oh, yeah. So there's a whole plan and a global plan we have with Sony. It's very exciting.
You know, when you say that, last week I was dropping off my son and guess what song I was listening to? I listen to the song all the time. Like, I'm not even lying to you. Take a guess.
Say You Will.
Nah. I'm so happy tonight.
Nice! Can I tell you a story about that song?
Smiling.
Oh my goodness.
The Chris Sen remix.
Yes. Oh my goodness. That was the first jam. So that was after I was runner up twice. So I was like, oh my God, it's over. Shaved my hair, because when any woman shaves their hair, you know.
Yeah.
It's a new chapter.
Mm.
And got a call from Sipo. Remember, we were all kids on kids' show?
Yeah.
So Sipo knew I could sing.
Cypher.
And the girl who was supposed to come to studio didn't. He asked me if I could come fill in. I don't know who DJ Frankie was, but I was like, you're a cool guy.
Cypher did the beat.
Cypher did it.
You crazy.
He's another one.
You're killing.
He's done a lot of beats.
You're kidding.
Cypher.
The house beat, the original, not the Chris Sen remix.
Sipo Ngwenya. Cypher.
Crazy.
He's also another one of those who people don't
know. And then Frankie slapped his name on it.
As all DJs do. And get all the credits. Isn't it nice?
Oh, wow.
And that's actually, that may be a bit of a problem. Actually, I was speaking to one of the execs overseas. Just so, no, it's not necessarily a problem, but it is a problem where, so they're flying a lot of DJs, like hearing these big songs or whatever, And so Americans do things more traditionally. So if you say you did the song, you did the song. You feel me? So they fly these guys overseas. Okay, studio, we ready to work.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know C. They're like, but, you know, Nandy, you know, if DJ's like, oh, but I didn't do this. So you've flown.
They fly, they have
it's
to fly
actually
the
becoming a problem in our country. I heard one of the guys, I can't say, but he used to run, he actually started one of the biggest record companies in the world. Yeah, I don't expose the people I know. But he was saying the only thing that they're finding a lot, so they're more happier to sign actual artists, vocalists, because they know at least that is really who
you know
you are and what you present.
Yeah.
Is with DJing, they're not sure if you actually do the so someone like a Maphorisa or a Kabza is very rare in our scene because not a lot of DJs actually produce their songs. So Zex Wandrini really does do songs. He's not like a kid or co-producers, you know. So they'll when you fly Zex Wandrini, he graduated in music. He knows exactly what he do. He did jazz.
Yeah.
So when you're in studio together with his ex-Bandrini, he'll play, oh, we're doing F now? Okay, let's, we do, is it, do you want to transition like this? Do you want legato or staccato? Do you want, you know, and they're like, oh, we can work together. You know, so we're having a bit of a problem. So,
which is why they love Black Coffee.
Absolutely, because he also studied music. Do you get what I'm saying? So they all went to the same school. So it's important to represent yourself as you really are, because they can end up shooting you in the foot.
You will get caught out one day.
Are getting caught out.
You
get flown.
So I'm so happy to know. Okay, cool. That's how it happened.
Cypher and then
Studio.
I got signed to Universal from that song.
That song was massive. I still love it till this day, man.
No, I actually, to be honest, I couldn't. Like, I love the song, but I didn't love it as much as people loved it. So whenever I'd hear it, I'd be like. But it did so much for me, and I'm forever grateful. And they're my brothers. We talk all the time. Frankie. Oh, Nandi, like, he's the big brother. Sipo as well. I was lucky in the industry where, yes, there were always those dirty guys in the industry. We know them.
Ooh.
They get celebrated a lot.
Those guys,
Your biggest, your faves.
Your faves.
Hey, faves. Dirty, dirty guys. Yeah. But I was lucky that some of the males in the industry, like Frankie's and Sipo's, really were genuine guys. Even KO's, where it's just work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's so refreshing. Because the other ones.
That's a topic
your
for
faves.
Another day.
The top ones.
And there's
ones.
So many.
The top.
But the chickens are coming home to roost. The chickens are coming.
Yeah, I'd love for us to have a surfing version of Me Too.
Yeah, yeah. Woo, that would be lit.
It's about time.
That would be lit.
It's starting. I can see it.
Yeah. And you've never had those experiences like, you know, couch casting. Well, you did say about earlier on.
No, what I've had is like, because you don't want to do this
you're not getting this gig. Yeah.
So I guess indirectly.
Yeah.
But that's why we need to have that movement soon.
Shit, man. Nandi. Thank you so much. This has been great, man.
I'm so proud of you.
What?
Hey, welcome to Crazy. to this like dirty old man. Longer than now. You're just like
vibrators.
You see what vibrators? You know what I'm saying? This is crazy. Look at us. Look how far we've come. This is what happens when you go on a kids show. You end up being crazy. Maybe people shouldn't do kids shows.
Yeah.
Look at us.
Yeah.
We've come far, man. We're here. We're still at it.
It's so crazy. No pun intended.
Keep reinventing. Absolutely.
When you say us, I'm like, no, Nandi, you like fucking Beyonce level.
No, dude, we're all doing it. You own your own content.
Shit.
That's the biggest commodity.
Yeah.
For that son of yours, one day, he's going to be set for life because of this. So yeah, and we keep reinventing. We've been in the game for a long time. Someone said, how do you keep relevant? I said, I've been doing this since I was 15.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah. It ain't a thing.
It's fun. You do this for fun.
Oh man. So in closing, what are you going to be remembered as?
Nothing about my career, funny enough. Yeah, I just want people to say, damn, what an awesome human being. She made me feel good. When I came across her, I felt good about myself. I felt like I could do more. That career stuff, you don't die with that stuff. You don't die with your car, house. You don't die with your career. What you do die with is your legacies and how you made people feel.
Shit, dude.
It's your soul.
I'm getting some Jada vibes, bro.
Not Jada. I'm not entangling nobody.
No, in terms of like, you know.
Your wisdom.
Yeah.
I know.
And also like, I know you get this a lot, bro. Mm. But like when you walk into a room, like,
I love you.
Like when you walk into a room, like you've got presence because you're different. You know, not just like physically, but just like, you know, the vibes as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that's also because I stay at home a lot and I like to think about how I want to kind of change the world and what legacy I want to leave.
Mm.
And that's always been what I'm about.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's amazing, man. Long may it continue.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, so what are we busy with? We've got Organic.
Yeah.
Oh, is it an album? Are we dropping an album? Is
no,
this
no,
a single?
No, single. So we're going to do a couple of singles.
Mm-hmm.
Following up, there's an incredible plan. So 2021.
Wow.
I've signed to A3 Agency in Los Angeles.
You're gone.
One of
You're
the
gone.
Biggest.
You're gone.
Well, I wouldn't. No. No, I don't like hyping.
Yeah.
I still got a lot of work to do.
You must tell them there's a little guy called Meg G who's doing a little podcast
I will,
there.
I will. talks hella dirty. Hella dirty. Very dirty guy. But I think you'll like him. You know, just needs a bit of refining here and there. Nothing serious. He's been doing this. Incredible. I also
but he does his own podcast.
As well as my team. I don't want to speak too much about my team, but one of the guys was on the board or is on the board for the Oscars.
Wow.
That's been incredible. I haven't told people about that. I'm only telling you.
Nah, Andy, what's going on, bruh?
Angers! Not Mangas, before, I swear to God.
Well, are you...
What I do know is God's listening. So a lot of people have tried to stop this thing the same way you've been, you know, people have tried stopping your dream.
Oh, yeah.
Many times. But they can't. You know why?
They can't.
Because I fucks with God, yo.
Mm.
He like, every time someone tries to stop, he goes, oh, I see. Oh, but Vel, I don't want you there.
Yeah.
It's like Master KG. I love that story. No, yeah. No, Mleb. Mm. It's the most beautiful, just... It's DJ from Limpopo. Yes, I just want him to.
He's Isn't already that, there.
That's God. That's the God we serve.
And he produces himself.
You don't... exactly. You don't, guys. Don't miss... God has a plan for everyone.
Mm.
Can't mess with these vibrations. It's done.
Yeah. And once you realize that, you won't give a fuck what anyone's
you
doing.
You don't... Have you seen how... I'm at home all the time. I'm not like branded. Yeah. I'm not like, by association, I need to... Can't be seen with Mac G. Have to be seen with... Blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
Oh, have to be seen with Mac G because he's relevant. Blah, blah. Mm. You don't see me. I'm at home chilling.
Mm.
And then I go to work. And then I come back home. I'm not associated. I'm not like with a cool group of kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that, but you know that.
Yeah, yeah.
But God's like, okay, sharp.
Yeah.
You don't need to be any of that.
Yeah. And yeah, true, man. And that like, everything is coming back to authenticity right now.
That's
like
what
in
I'm
your
all
music,
about.
In everything.
Everything.
Which is so amazing because for the longest time, we've been getting screwed over.
Yeah.
Because we don't look
Including
like
that
a
fly.
Because you don't look like a mini, you know? And that's what people want.
Mm-hmm.
But you can, you know, start a podcast and say, no, look, this is what people want.
Yeah, absolutely. It's beautiful to see that. But as well as I want people to be able to be whoever they are.
Mm.
You know, whether it's a mini, for example, Bonang, a Paul, whoever. It's beautiful. I mean, seeing Miss South Africa now, she's so beautiful.
Mm, mm,
and curvy.
Mm.
And bold. And then when she speaks, her brain and her mind, that's what you want. Because there's a kid out there who relates to that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We just want representation. That's
you know how many
all.
Times they've told me, no, you got to be on Instagram. You got to do this. You got to do that. I don't give a fuck about that shit, man.
Because that's not you.
It's not me. If you want to know what I think, listen to my show.
But this is.
Yeah.
It's taking over.
Yeah.
Because this is you. You're a dirty mother.
Ah, that's a promo. I like that. Maddie, this has been amazing. TV, are you back on our screens?
Soon, but I'm going to be doing different stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of changes. I'm going to be both in LA and here a lot.
Nice.
I can't say, if you haven't noticed, I really think I should be Minister of Intelligence.
Mm.
I'm so good at like, if there's one thing I do right, I'm not good at a lot of things, but one thing I do right is keeping secrets. I don't even say coming soon. I don't want to do any of that. Mm. I love people seeing the end product and being surprised.
Wow.
Let me surprise you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the road is looking good. It's looking good.
So far, yeah.
Shit. I think I got a feeling next year we'll be doing another episode from your house in LA. Nah, by the pool, nah. With Ziggs playing in the back.
Nah, so. And me teaching you how to get numbers.
Eat out of
from
here.
The honey.
We out here, man. Podcast and chill.
Love you guys.
This week at Macy's, discover big savings on fashion and home essentials. Keep warm and stay on trend with specials on coats for him and her, 60 to 65% off. Get 25% off women's shoes for any weather. And refresh your space with select Charter Club bedding and bath collections, now 50% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. More at Macy's.com/StarRewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.